Brother Ashley there a little while ago before I went out to eat, he said, be ready to mind the Lord. I thought to myself, I said, what am I among so many? I feel like Philip went there and asked my Lord. Lord said, send them away. Well, he said, send them away, Lord. We ain't got enough to feed them. 200 pennies worth ain't enough to feed them. But the Bible said, he said, there's a lad here that had 5 loaves and 2 little fishes, but he made a statement. What are they among so many? I look around the room at some of the men of God in this place and I say, what am I among so many? But I can tell you right now, I serve a God in heaven. Daniel made that statement over there. He said, there's a God in heaven. And because there's a God in heaven this evening, I can stand and tell you what the Lord has stirred in my soul. Thank God for the opportunity to be here. Turn, if you will, in the book of Psalms, chapter number 86. Psalms, chapter number 86. Oh, mind the Lord for a little while. Sit down and get out of the way. Let some of these other men of God stand up this evening. But I just want to mind the Lord and give you what the Lord's laid in our heart. And to be honest with you, I took a vacation day from work today to come. And thank God I'm able to be here. I was hungry when I got here. And Lord God, I've already been filled. And you know what? We went out there a while ago and we had the good meal. It was prepared out there. But I came back in here again with another empty plate. And when you come in with an empty plate full, preacher, I want it to be full. When I leave here this evening, I want my plate full. Because I want God to bless and strengthen me along the way. Psalms chapter number 86 and verse number 1, the Bible says, bow down that ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve me, preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer and attend to the voice of my supplication. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great and dost wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, when thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of the violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. Turn, O turn unto me, and hear mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save thy son and thy handmaid. Shew me a token of good, and set that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thou, O Lord, hast hope in me and comforts me. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the day. Thank you for the blessing you've allowed us to be here this evening. Thank you, Heavenly Father, God, for the goodness and the mercy. And I just ask you right now, God, for just a few moments of time, Heavenly Father, God, that you'd empty me of myself, Heavenly Father, and God, fill me, Lord, with fresh oil. Heavenly Father, I ask you right now to give strength and help this evening. Thanking you again, Lord, for what you've already done. And God, what you're going to do, Lord, we'll be mindful of thank you and to praise you today, for it's in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, how we pray today. Amen and amen. How y'all sit up here all ago and just sung a lot of songs about the Savior. Amen. And I don't know about you, but Brother Toby, here the past few weeks, now at the house of God, that's all I've been able to preach.
preach about is about my Savior. And I thank God today, oh, that He's still on the throne. I thank God today that I serve a risen Savior who's in the world today. I thank God today that I don't have to worry about what's going on in the White House. I don't have to worry about what's going on at the governor's mansion. I just thank God today that I serve a God today that's still in charge and still got everything under control. Amen. He's not sitting up there wearing his hands and wringing his hands and thinking, what am I going to do next? I know what God's going to do next. He's going to look after them that serve Him and love Him. Well, hallelujah, glory to God. I thank God this evening that He loved me when I was unlovable. He loved me, glory to God, when nobody else did. Thank God He saved my soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Word of God says here, and I just pin this out beside the loop leaf of my battle, how good God is to me. And this last of the scripture here talks about somebody praying and talking to God and asking God how good He is. And I just want to tell you something. I was riding yesterday at work and was riding down the road going to a customer's house, and the song came on the radio and said, yeah, God's been good to me. I can't complain. I know that might be an old song, but I tell you something right now. That stirred my soul, and I begin to think in my heart, hey, God, you've been so good to me, even when I fail you. God, you've been so good to me, even when I deny you. God, you've been good to me, even though I stray. God, you've been good to me, even though I worry. God, you've been good to me, even though I complain. Aren't you glad today that God still loves us in spite of ourselves, in spite of what we look at, that God still loves us? I thank God, hallelujah, that He loves me and takes care of me and overlooks who I am. Amen. I'll tell you something right now. It'd do good, glory to God, for us to realize that God don't look at what we see. God sees what's on the inside. Amen. There's a lot of people today, they're all worried about what the outside looks like. They're all worried about if I'm purdied up just right, and got my hair just right, and my makeup, and got my suit on just right, and my tie just straight. I'm glad this evening, glory to God, I serve a God. Ain't worried about what's on the outside, but what's on the inside. And I'll tell you something right now, glory to God, I'm here to tell you today, hey, Lord have mercy, y'all. Oh, God. Hey, this evening, glory to God, He's the one, amen, that loves me, glory to God. I thank God how that mama didn't love me and taught me, glory to God, how right from wrong, how growing up around the house of God and growing up and serving God and living for Him. I'm glad today that I could say I know what prayer is. Hey, I know, preacher, as I watched my mama. Well, hallelujah. Both mom and daddy gone on to be with the Lord. But I still can to this day. I remember them serving God and watching mama standing there in the window of that old farmhouse looking out across the pasture and coming in the back door and mama saying about how good how God has been to me. And glory to God, before you know it, I hear mama go, woo! And start shouting there at the kitchen sink and start shouting and tears are dripping in the biscuit dough and she's a mixing up on the counter. Say, preacher, what's that got to do with anything? I'm here to tell you, glory to God, God's good to us, amen. We've been blessed beyond measure. Hey, you're able to sit in the house of God. You're able this morning to come and sit there and worship God. You've got a lot to be thankful and a lot to be happy about today. To come in and sit down and worship God here on this day. Hey, Brother Toby asked me about coming and being here at this camp meeting, and I said, Lord, if I get off, I'll be able to come. And I said, you know what? If I go, me and my wife talked about it. She said, well, you got time, take it off. I said, well, if I go, I want to bring my son with me. She said, well, he's doing good in school. Let him take the day off. We walked out there and we ate and we was coming back across the parking lot. He said, you know what, Daddy, this is a whole lot better than being in school today. I said, well, hallelujah. What is that for, preacher? God's been good to me, amen. I tell you right now, Lord of God, all the young people ain't went to hell yet, and I'm glad there's still churches that stand on the Word of God and not bend or bow or back up on this precious book right here, but preach it undefiled and straight and give it to them, Lord of God, to men as they are where they sit. It's not what I want. It's what the Word of God says. And I'll tell you right now, this book will lead you right if you'll just stay in it. Amen. Word of God said. He said here. In verse number one, quickly, I'll touch a few things and I'll sit down and get out of the way. Bow down mine ear, O Lord, and hear me, for I am poor and needy. I don't know about y'all, but I'm classified in that right there.
Yes, sir.
Buddy, you might as well just look on the roll of that right there. I'd be on that roll.
Amen.
What are you saying, preacher? I'm poor and needy. I'll tell you right now, I need him every day.
Yes.
Well, I didn't see that till now. Glory to God. I need him every day.
Right.
Every day I live. I can't get out of bed without him. I can't think without him. I can't talk without him. I can't walk without him.
Yes.
I need him. Well, glory to God. I need him to strengthen me. Hey, I don't know how to think right unless I'm thinking about him. I don't know how to preach right. Yeah, well, I just tell you right now, I don't know how to preach, glory to God, if he don't show up and do the preaching, then I might as well sit down and be quiet. Amen.
Amen.
He said, I'm poor and needy. Hear me. Oh, Lord, hear me.
Amen.
And that's your question. That's your quick question. Have you ever thought about what you're able to do as a child of God when you get in the right place? Oh Lord, hear me. I'm able to speak to the King of glory. I'm able to come before the King of this universe, the one who hung it all out in existence, the one who put it all in place, the one that spun the earth on the axis. Oh boy, the scientists will tell you, all this and happened and that happened, and all this is working like this because of this. I'll tell you how it happened. God said over there, let there be light, and everything came into existence. I'll tell you right now, you still believe that, preacher? Yes, I do. Lord of God, from Genesis to Revelation and everything in between, I even believe what it says on the cover. It's the Holy Bible. Amen. And I thank God, if God said it, that settles it, whether you believe it or not, glory to God. And I tell you right now, oh Lord, hear me. I'm able to call on him. This evening I'm able to call on the name of the Lord. I'm able to call on him and draw strength from him. I don't know about y'all, but buddy, you can't draw strength from anywhere else. Boy, I'm a trembling like a... I'll get out up here right now. But I can tell you something, I can draw strength from him. And boy, I tell you, we've all been in a place in our life how where we've been working or doing something, we've got tired and we've got weary. Thank you, Lord. I've been able, and growing up on a farm and watched my daddy many a time, I'd be over in the hayfield and he'd be out there work, daddy'd work from the crack of dawn till it gets so dark outside we'd have to use a backup light on the pickup truck to throw the hay in the barn. But I'd watch daddy come in and lay down in the middle of the kitchen floor. He'd be so exhausted and tired out from working in the field. And as a boy, I'd say, Daddy, are you all right? And Daddy, what can I help you? And Daddy, what can I do for you? He said, Son, just let me lay here and rest for a minute. And he'd lay there for a minute. And Mama would reach over and hand him a big old glass of water. And Daddy'd shut up and drink that water. It wasn't just a few minutes. I'd see him get up. He'd say, all right, I'm ready to go again. And I'll tell you something right now. Paul said over there, glory to God, I'll fight, not as one that beateth the air, so fight I. I'll tell you something right now, child of God, fight on this morning. When it seems like your family and friends have come against you this morning, fight on, glory to God, and don't quit or give up. Glory to God, when it seems like that the obstacles that are in your way are too big for you to mount, I believe the Word of God said over there, he said if we had the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, you can pray unto this mountain, said, be thou removed, and it'd be lifted up and cast out. yourself in the sea. There's no obstacle this morning that you cannot melt, that you cannot get through. By the grace of God, He's been too good to me. I turn back now. Hallelujah. He's been way too good. I ought to turn back now. And they said it a while ago. And the preacher said a while ago, there's a man at his church. Said, I just have a good mind to quit. I'm just ready to throw the towel in and quit. I've seen bunches and bunches of people say it just ain't worth it anymore. And throw the towel in and quit. And say, I just can't do it anymore. Well, you can't do it, amen. Till you let the doer on the inside of you do it through you, amen. And I'll tell you something right now. It ain't about you. It's all about Him. Everything you do, every breath you take, every word you speak, every song you sing, every prayer you pray, each and everything that you do, it's all about Him, amen. I'll tell you right now, every time I get up, hallelujah, on Sunday morning for church, and that's my quiet time with the Lord, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'll go there in the living room and get out on my face and begin to talk to God. I'll tell you something right now. That's some private time between me and the Lord. But I can tell you something right now. There's been some times there in that living room floor. That glory of God, it's been so strong and it's got so deep, Brother Allen. Glory of God, I didn't know which way to. More realized I wasn't by myself. I might as well say it's thank you, Lord. Other Sunday, never been in that place before where you prayed and prayed and prayed. Seemed like your prayer getting about this high. How you didn't know what to do or where to go. And Brother Toby, I'd pray. And there I went back in the living room and began to pray again. And God said, son, get up and go out on the back porch. Well, being the obedient son that I am to my Heavenly Father, I got up and went out on the back porch. It's still dark outside. Sit out in that porch swing. And I began to meditate and talk to the King. Still talking about verse number 1. Oh Lord, hear me. And I began to talk to the King. Hey, I was sitting there swinging in that swing. There's another chair that sits right there off from the thing, from the swing. And I began to look at that chair. You say, well, preacher, with God sitting in that chair, might not been for you, but at that point in time, there was somebody sitting in that chair, and I realized I wasn't by myself on the porch. And before you know it, Lord of God, as I commune with Him, I just have to tell you, this old boy got up out of the swing and sat down in the chair. What are you sitting in the chair for? Lord of God, I want to lean my head on the breast of the Savior, amen. I want to get close to Him and enjoy the presence of God. Oh Lord, hear my cry. I wanted to hear the cry. And Lord of God, I began to sit this round. And I began to spill that hot breath of deity blowing on the back of my neck. I began the presence of God on me. Lord, March Sunday morning, I went down to the church house. And I tell you right now, from the reading of the first scripture that morning, I don't remember nothing, amen. Lord of God, when I got through, I was wringing wet with sweat. My socks was wet. I was dripping all over. And my wife said, when I was all done, she said, are you okay, honey? I said, I'm all right, I guess. Why? She said, well, I just want to tell you. She said, while you was a preacher, I ain't never seen you preach like that before. I ain't never seen you go like that before. But she said, I believe I saw when God was done with you. Because during the invitation, she looked like He just set you down over there. I said, He might have, I don't know. But going to God, I'm still close to Him right now. Oh, oh Lord, hear me. Yeah. For I am poor and needy. He said, preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in me. Verse 3, be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. I cry daily unto Him. I know this is camp meeting, but I tell you what, if this don't encourage you, nothing else will. Lord of God, when meeting's over with, so whatever time tomorrow afternoon, you'll all leave and break and go to your places of abode, or wherever it is you gotta go. But I can tell you right now, Lord of God, this meeting can live on in your heart house. It will just cry unto Him and ask Him to strengthen us and to help us. Lord of God, I'm glad today that I have a God that I can cry unto. I'm glad, glory to God, when I cry unto Him, He hears my cry. Amen. You got Bible to back up that cry, preacher? Yes, I do. The Bible said over there,
Lord of God, this disciples were out on the boat in the middle of the water. Bible says Jesus has gone up into the mountain to pray. Might as well go here. He told them, he said, y'all get in the boat and go to the other side. And I, child of God, I just tell you right now, we got the promise this morning how we're going to the other side. Brother Toby said earlier this morning, oh, Brazil, I only went halfway. I'll tell you something right now, I'm going all the way. Amen. I don't want to stop halfway. I thank God that he made a way even through the Red Sea for the hell. Glory to God, if he made a way through the children of Israel that go through the Red Sea, God's made a way for me and you. What did he make a way to? Through the red blood pushes go to Calvary. Glory to God, we can cross through the blood of our Red Sea to the other side. Glory to God. Amen. Bible says they're out on the boat. They're floating in the water. The storms are raging. They're scared and they're worried. And all of a sudden they look up and they see Jesus talking, walking on the water. And the Bible says they were afraid because they thought they saw a spirit. But Jesus spoke unto them and said, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And child of God, Lord, that'll go right there. Hang on just a minute. I'll tell you something right now. I don't know who you are this morning. But God wants me to let you know, even though the storms are raging, he's walking on the sea around you. And glory to God, be not afraid, but be of good cheer. He's right there with you. And he's got everything. Well, Lord have mercy. He'll strengthen you when everybody else is gone. He'll be there with you if you'll just stay trusting and leaning on him. Bible says. Peter said, if it's you, Lord, bid me to walk on the water to you. You know the account. The Bible says, the Lord told him, says, come on. The Bible says, Peter got out of the boat, began to walk on the water and go to Jesus. And the Bible says, when he saw the wind boisterous and being afraid, he began to sing. What did he do? He didn't say, oh, Lord, when you get time and you pass by this way, would you please help me, Lord, because I'm going down. Is that not what he did? No. The Bible said it there, Lord, save me! He cried with a loud voice, saying, Lord, save me! And the Bible said immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand and brought him up. And the Bible said here, in the 10th verse, Lord of God, that we cry unto him daily, amen. I need strength every day. I need help every day. I don't know about you, but glory to God, every morning I get up and get ready to go to work. I look in the mirror in front of me, and my own worst enemy's looking right back at me. I've got to fight this right here all day long. I have to fight him all day long. But guess what? Glory to God, boy, when I put on the whole armor of God, when I put on the breastplate and shod my feet and put on that helmet, glory to God, I can tell you right now, the Bible said, I let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. I thank God when I think like him, when I talk like him, when I walk like him, when I act like him. I ain't got time to live like the world. Hallelujah. What are you saying, preacher? When we cry unto him daily. Amen. I've got to call on him every day. Every day I live, I have to have him. I say, we sang that song, I can't even walk without him holding my hand. I tell you right now, boy, that song's more true to me today than it was back when God first saved my soul. Glory to God, I tell you. Every day, the brother said, well, I'll go every day with him. It's sweeter than the day before. Old song says it gets sweeter as the days go by. Boy, I tell you right now, I look to him every day for strength. I look to him every day to give me what I stand in need of. I don't know what I need every day, but I'm glad he does. Amen. Hey, glory to God, when I lean on him and look to him and call on him, God gives me what I need on a daily basis.
Yes, sir.
He said, when I cry unto thee daily, rejoice thy soul, O thy servant. For unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O, for the Lord God art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon him. Seems like there's a theme running in this right here, don't you think? Calling on the Lord. Talking to the Lord. Spending time talking to him. I tell you right now, buddy. I tell you, believe me. I love having conversation. I didn't used to be. Glory to God, I might as well just share a little bit of my testimony with you. The Lord's impressed on my heart. Glory to God, before I got saved, I was a deceived church member. Young man, I was a deceived church member living a life of a lie. But on that Sunday morning, Glenn Townsend stood up and said behind that pulpit, he said, there's a lost church member here this morning, and God gave me the message yesterday while we was up on the roof, putting the roof on the church. He said, now I've got to preach what God's laid in my heart. And that Sunday morning, I sat on that side of the church about halfway back. And every time that man of God would preach and bring that little hand out, that little bony finger found me out. Glory to God. Every time it came down, it looked like it was going right there and right there on me. And I'll tell you something, buddy, I knew what he was talking about as soon as he said what he said. But that Sunday morning, glory to God, they sung that verse of invitation hymn. And I turned and looked at my mama. They were standing behind me. I said, Mama, how am I going to hell if I don't get saved? And I just be honest and fair with you. Glory to God, I believe when I made that first step out from behind that pool, hey, I believe I was saved forever, made it down there. Glory to God, because I was praising Him and thanking Him for what He done for me when I got down there. Amen. I'll tell you right now, God still loves and hears from His children. Amen. God called me to preach. And I said, God, you're making a mistake in trying to call me to preach. I can't give a book report. Never was able to stand up in front of a crowd of people and say anything because I was too shy and too quiet. But when God said, son, do what I ask you to do, and I said, yes, sir, Lord, I'll be obedient unto you because you're obedient to death for me. Lord, I'll be obedient to you. And glory to God, I just have to tell you, buddy, God saved my soul, called me to preach, reached in, found the volume knob, turned it up, and glory to God, took it off, and I can't turn it down. Glory to God, I'll be honest there with you. Me and my brother-in-law, Art Brady, Pastor of Revival Baptist Church, about Thursday or so, I'd stop by the Walmart over to pick something up. I had to go home and cook for supper. And there's Art walking through the store, him and my sister. We begin to talk. Glory to God, we begin to preach one to another right there in the Walmart. And for about 45 minutes, me and him begin to preach to one another and talk about the Lord there in the Walmart. Our people just push their buggies and go right on around us where we're standing at. Glory to God, I tell you right now, we was in a holy spot right there in that place and praising God. And I tell you why, preacher. Hey, glory to God, we'll just call on Him. I'll say this. Does not the Word of God say, call unto me, and I will answer thee and shew unto thee great and mighty things? Call on the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He may be near. One more verse and then I'll sit down. Give ear, O Lord, unto the prayer and attend to the voice of my supplication. In the day of trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Thou wilt answer me. In those moments of time you call on Him. And you ask Him to help you and to strengthen you. He'll answer you. So, preacher, I've been praying for this for such and such for a long time. God's always on time, y'all. Just stay in the fight. Stay close to God. He'll answer right on time. I'll share this with you. That Sunday that I was out there, God dealt with my heart there on the back porch. And I began to meditate to Him where the house is. I can look out across the trees and never noticed it before, and I lived in this house since 2004. Never noticed it before. But I looked out across the tree line, out on the mountain of the hill over there. There's one of those red flashing lights on top of a radio tower or something out there. I've never seen it before. And I'm standing on the porch looking through the bushes, trying to get a good glimpse of that light so maybe I might could figure out where it was at. But I couldn't get a good picture. Couldn't get a good view of it. So I began to walk down the porch like this right here, looking out the porch, trying to figure it out. And I got over to the very edge of the porch. And I had a very clear view of that light. And God spoke to me then. He said, son, I ain't never moved. You just got to get in the right place to see the light. You just got to get in the right place to see the light. You got to get in the right place to hear the voice of God. I tell you right now, glory to God, if there's something between you and the Lord this afternoon that you need to get right, I'll tell you right now, you want to hear from heaven, you're going to have to get in the right place to hear from Him. Now, I don't know about y'all, but glory to God, ever since I've walked in that door this morning, I've heard from heaven. From the very first song, God began to stir my soul. I know I get excited. And I'll tell you, boy, just stir my soul and God begins to strengthen me and help me. But it's because we spend time time to talk to Him. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you'll just talk to Him, if you'll just call on Him, He'll strengthen you and He'll help you.